Professor Shehuda Dreifeld, welcome to Microscopio. In this interview, we wanted to talk about autoimmune autoinflammatory syndrome induced by adjuvants. What is this syndrome and what conditions are included?
So we have to start the interview by discussing who are the people and how are the people developing autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases are diseases in which there is hyperactivity of the immune system instead of being directed against foreign invaders like viruses, bacteria, and so forth. It is redirected or misdirected against our own tissues and organs. And this is autoimmune diseases. Now, the autoimmune disease, by and large, all of them are genetic, but just genetics is not enough to develop autoimmune disease. So almost always you can find another member, first-degree relative of the patients who suffers from one of the autoimmune diseases, and by and large, it is usually autoimmune thyroid disease because this is the most prevalent autoimmune disease in nature. So genetic by itself is not enough to develop the disease. You need a trigger, which is usually environmental factors, which will combine together with the genetics to induce the autoimmune disease. There are many environmental factors. They might be infectious, like the EB virus, the kissing disease virus, the infectious mononucleosis, which is responsible for more than 33 different autoimmune diseases, as well as other bacteria like Helicobacter pylori, but also some drugs, and therefore we have drug-induced lupus, drug-induced myasthenia gravis, and also additional factors in the environment. Now, basically, those factors which are involved in inducing autoimmune disease in those who are genetically prone for it, they have two characteristics. One is that they can stimulate the immune system, being adjuvants, which comes from the word in Latin, adjuvare, to help, or they have molecular mimicry to body constituents. The molecular mimicry means or is the reason why we attack or one the specific organ is attacked by the immune system, because it's similar to the structure in the bacteria or in the foreign substance. Now, this is the basis for the ASIA syndrome, autoimmune diseases induced by adjuvant. This means that there are some substances which behave like adjuvants, and I will detail them in a few minutes, which stimulate the immune system to induce autoimmune disease in those who are genetically prone for them. Now, where do we have adjuvants? So, definitely, in some of the vaccines, we have adjuvants. So, it's not surprising that some of the vaccines, which contain specifically aluminum as adjuvant, which is the strongest adjuvant we have, it's a foreign substance, foreign metal, which the companies are using in many vaccines for more than 100 years. It's very cheap, and they are not interested in changing it or replacing it. So this aluminum in the vaccine, if it comes in contact, it means that the subject to be vaccinated belongs to those who are genetically prone, and we can detect them. Those people will develop the autoimmune diseases induced by adjuvant, the ASIA syndrome. This means that if we know who are those people by different genetic marker, we can progress into personalized medicine. Namely, not all the vaccines are actually proper to all the people. Another very interesting adjuvant is silicone breast implants. The silicone was selected because of its constituents or its filling, which remind the filling of the body. And it was believed that it is inert to the immune system. It does not react with the immune system. But it was found not to be true. The silicone is bleeding constantly from the wrapping, and we can find the silicone sometimes in lymph nodes of the inguinal area. When it ruptures or when it infiltrates, it can infiltrate the lungs. It has been found that the silicone per se actually stimulates the immune system and behave like adjuvant. We have additional adjuvants in the world. Even infections, many of the bacteria actually induce autoimmune diseases because they contain adjuvant in their structure. God most probably provided them with the adjuvant to protect us so that the immune system will be able to react and to expel them. But once they have this adjuvant, they stimulate the immune system. For instance, during or following the 9/11 terrorist attack on the Twin Towers in New York, it has been found that there were many people working on the reconstructions, which contains a lot of aluminum. Following 2 years after this reconstruction, many of those workers being exposed to the aluminum, which is an adjuvant, developed different and diverse autoimmune diseases. So in summary, the Asia syndrome comes to explain why we develop autoimmune diseases, why specifically some people develop autoimmune disease, and why some substances in the environment that we are exposed to them are actually the stimulants that determines who will develop the diseases and actually when they will develop the diseases.
And what adjuvants commonly used in vaccine or in medical practice have been used in the autoimmune syndrome induced by adjuvants? Are there any other adjuvants associated with this syndrome?
As I mentioned, there are additional adjuvants in the air as well as in vaccine. There are some vaccines which have different adjuvants, and they are also notorious. Having said that, there are ideas in the literature how to develop new adjuvants that will be less harmful. But as I mentioned before, by and large, the companies producing the vaccines, they are not so much interested to replace the effective and cheap aluminum, especially that they get a backup from many administrators and health caregivers, which says that no, vaccine never causes autoimmune diseases. And I hope that in the future more effort and more budget will be diverted to generate less harmful adjuvants.
What is the clinical case of the syndrome? And what are the main clinical and systemic manifestations?
So the clinical picture is actually what we call a pre-dawn of autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases do not start immediately as a full-blown syndrome with all the clinical manifestation. Actually, at the very early beginning, quite often it's difficult to determine what is the diagnosis. So many of these patients, they do suffer from joint pains, muscle pains, and especially extreme fatigue. Basically, it reminds very much the chronic fatigue syndrome. And the reason is that the aluminum, for instance, which is swallowed by cells which are called phagocytes, they are transferred like a Trojan horse to the brain, and they induce a kind of inflammation and reaction. And this is the reason why many of the complaints following this Asia syndrome are neurological. One of them is called POTS, post-orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It means that when you stand up, you feel dizzy and unstable. Actually, many of the patients with a chronic fatigue syndrome also suffer from these complaints. There are autoimmune diseases, full-blown diseases, neurological, which are induced by the vaccines and the adjuvants. Many of those patients will develop autoantibodies, the markers of autoimmune diseases, which are used for diagnosis. But at the beginning, there is no specificity for those autoantibodies. After a long incubation time, many of those who develop the ASIA syndrome will evolve to one of the well-characterized autoimmune diseases like lupus, myasthenia gravis, Crohn's disease, and so forth.
Which are the criteria used for the diagnosis of the autoimmune syndrome induced by adjuvants, and how do we make the diagnosis with other autoimmune diseases?
The idea is that basically the physician or the health giver has to ask the question whether there is a time relationship to the vaccine or whether the patient, for instance, has a silicone breast implant or other silicone implants. Second, what are the clinical manifestations which are characterized by fatigue, myalgia, which is muscle pains, arthralgia, joint pains. Sometimes we can see even an inflammation of the joints, which is called arthritis. Many of the sufferers suffer from inflammatory bowel syndrome, namely diarrhea and abdominal pains. Then we suffer from dry eyes, which is also quite typical to this case. And in the laboratory, we will find, as I mentioned, non-specific clinical or laboratory findings like autoantibodies, which not necessarily will be specific to one or another autoimmune disease. So the combination and the relationship to the inciting factor and the clinical manifestation, as well as the laboratory markers, alludes to the diagnosis of ASIA syndrome.
Would you like to make any final comment about this topic?
I hope that physicians will be more aware to this complication and will not neither neglect them nor reject them, because these people suffer a lot and they wander from one physician to another so that the diagnosis will be recognized. And it is not recognized. It's a new syndrome. And the literature are becoming more and more aware of it. And definitely these subjects who suffer continuously should be treated. We have published also papers about some ideas of therapies in this case. Having said that, if the patient developed a full-blown, well-characterized autoimmune disease, the disease should be the treatment should be the same as the counterpart disease without the ASIA syndrome.
Thank you very much, Professor Schoenfeld. It's been a pleasure to have this interview.
It was my best pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Goodbye.